12, 1945, just 2 years after the lab's opening, word suddenly spread of Franklin Roosevelt's death. Work was suspended, and Oppenheimer notified everyone to assemble at the flagpole near the administrative building for a formal announcement. He then scheduled a memorial service for that Sunday. "Sunday morning found the mesa deep in snow," Phil Morrison later wrote. "A night's fall had covered the rude textures of the town, silenced its business, and unified the view in a soft whiteness over which the bright sun shone, casting deep blue shadows behind every wall. It was no costume for mourning, but it seemed recognition of something we needed, a gesture of consolation. Everybody came to the theater, where Appiah spoke very quietly for 2 or 3 minutes out of his heart and ours." Oppenheimer had drafted a eulogy of 3 short paragraphs. "We have been living through years of great evil," he said, "and great terror. And during this time, Franklin Roosevelt had been, in an old and unperverted sense, our leader." Characteristically, Oppenheimer turned to the Bhagavad Gita. "Man is a creature whose substance is faith. What his faith is, he is." Roosevelt had inspired millions around the globe to have faith that the terrible sacrifices of this war would result in a world more fit for human habitation. "For this reason," Oppenheimer concluded, "we should dedicate ourselves to the hope that his good works will not have ended with his death." Oppenheimer still nurtured the hope that Roosevelt and his men had learned from Bohr that the formidable new weapon they were building would require a radical new openness. "Well," he told David Hawkins afterwards, "Roosevelt was a great architect. Perhaps Truman will be a good carpenter."